This is a Tuesday morning. This is the morning mass. And on Tuesday mornings, what do we do this time of day? Typically, as we head to the FHN Dial the Doc program, and today's a typical Tuesday. We're going to head to Barb Lessman here today, FHN Marketing, and talk about the miles and minutes competition, which is back for 2020. Barb, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Now, FHN has been holding this annual physical activity effort now for several years. But just to refresh everybody's memory, describe what this is, miles and minutes at FHN. Tell us about it.
Well, one of the best ways to keep healthy, even during a pandemic, is to keep moving. So FHN is again inviting families across Northwest Illinois to turn in those warm weather chores and fun into activities or into cash for their schools. So basically, you register online, and all we need is your name, a unique email address, and the school district of your choice, and you'll do some fun activities or chores around the house and log those into our website using, and you can use a mobile device as well. We do have a mobile site, so you can use your cell phone or your tablet and enter that into the system, and that system will turn the activities that you do into minutes for a school district of your choice. And at the end of the summer, whatever school district has the most points wins cash prizes, very nice cash prizes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is an annual event, and we're not, despite the virus crisis, all of that, the pandemic, still going forward with this. Barb Lessman, FHN Marketing here today. Barb, tell us what kinds of physical activities can be logged into.
Well, basically, it can be a variety of things. So it could be push mowing your lawn. It can be gardening. It could be something a little more vigorous if you're training for a triathlon, bike riding, running. All those activities can be counted towards the Miles and Minutes program. And even though there's some of the activities that are league or team related, we left those on there because you can play basketball in your own backyard or volleyball. So any fun activities that you're doing, you know, gardening, virtual 5Ks, whatever, can be entered into the program. Of course, the more vigorous the activity, the more points you'll get for that activity.
All right. And I assume just plain old walking, that works as well, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, a lot of people during this pandemic think they have to shelter in their homes. And we really, you know, encourage people to get out there and walk around and to do some of those outdoor activities because those are safe.
All right. Tell us, are there any changes here that are associated with the pandemic now for this year's program?
No, none whatsoever. The only thing is, you know, those league and team sports, the schools might not have their normal softball practices or baseball practices or, you know, come later in the fall, those football practices. But we left them on there just in case they do open up by then. We never know what's going to happen by the end of the summer. But right now there is no change. We left those activities on there, like I said, because you can do those things with your family.
All right, now who can participate? Do you have to have your provider be FHN in order to participate in this program?
No, anyone can participate as long as you're 12 years old and over and you have your own unique email address. So even if you have grandparents in California, they could participate in this program as well. So they might be out doing some gardening and they could come in and log it into the system for a school district in this area. So all schools in the Northwest Illinois or FHN service area are included in this program. So anyone can participate as long as you're 12 years old and over.
All right, we're talking to Barb Lessman, FHN Marketing. It's the Miles and Minutes program that's back again. Despite the fact that we have a pandemic, we're still going to be doing this, and FHN's still going to be doing this. Barb, how many school systems are included in the program?
There are 20 different schools, and of course, they have different enrollment numbers. So, you know, Freeport has a lot higher enrollment than Emmanuel Lutheran, let's say. So we do normalize the number of participants so that it makes it a more equal playing field, let's say. And so, of course, if it's a smaller school, they might get a few more miles added to theirs for the same activity. So it really, the program automatically normalizes that so that it's a even playing field.
All right, and how are you keeping score? How does that work?
So there's actually a calculation that can be found on our website, but basically you'll enter your time that you did an activity, and it will automatically calculate. The more vigorous the activity, the more miles it earns for your school. And at the end of the summer, the school that has the most miles, we'll say, will win a cash prize, and that's for first, second, and third place. And then we also do a highest miles per participant. So, you know, if you do register, make sure that you are doing some exercise so that you keep that average per participant up as well. And there's cash prizes for that as well. And we also offer what we call a sweepstakes. So if your school district didn't win one of the other two categories, we do a random drawing, and there's a first, second, and third place for that as well. And all of these are for cash prizes that we will take to the schools in October and present to the schools.
And then what are the prizes? Tell us about that.
Well, so first place in both of the categories, the most miles per school and the most average miles per participant, first place is $2,000, second place is $1,000, and third place is $500. And then, so that's for the first two categories. And then if you don't win one of those, the sweepstakes prizes are $500 for first, $400 for second, and $300 for third.
And then what about any restrictions on what the winning schools can use the prize money from FHN for? Any restrictions?
There is no restrictions, and that's what makes this program really nice, because sometimes they use the money for sports uniforms. Sometimes they use it to help out with some of their after-school activities. So they can use that money for whatever they choose to use it for.
And so, folks, if you register, what you do is you register and then register your school system that you want to help support, and you can help your local school system at the same time that you're getting fit or having fun on this Miles and Minutes program that is now back. And, boy, this has been hugely successful, and these local school districts are really appreciative of the prizes that they have been receiving. Isn't that right?
Yes, and it's always fun to go around to the schools and deliver the prizes as well. And some of the school districts really get into it. Like if they have a football practice, they'll have football practice and they'll have a station set outside. And basically, before you leave to go home, you enter your points in. So they can make sure that the students are doing that. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that this year or not, but and a lot of the schools will have special walks that they do while practicing social distancing, I'm sure, this year. But they'll do special activities just so their students can earn some points for the program. So it has been very well received, and like I said, we love to deliver cash.
Well, and the other thing, as you mentioned, is that even if you have grandparents out in California, they can help support the kids' program and the kids' school by participating in this, right?
They sure can. And, you know, even if you're maybe you live in Orangeville and you want your points to go to Lena School District, you can do that as well. So family members can choose whatever school that they want their points to go to. So.
All right, and Barb, how can people register for the Miles and Minutes program?
So they can go to the FHN.org website. If they want to go directly to the Miles and Minutes page, they'll just do /Miles and Minutes, and there we'll ask them for their first name, their last name, their email address, and the school district where they want their points to go to.
All right, Barb, always great to talk to you. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
All right, that's Barb Lessman here today. She is the at FHN Marketing this morning, talking about the Miles to Minutes competition. And by the way, here are the 20 school systems that are included. It's Aquin, Chadwick, Milledgeville, Dakota, Durand, East Dubuque, Eastland, Forestville Valley, Freeport, Galena, Emmanuel Lutheran, Lee Wynn, Orangeville, Pearl City, Pecatonica, River Ridge, Scales Mound, Stockton, Tri-County Christian, Warren, and West Carroll. Those are the school districts that can participate, that you can help, and you can participate by registering and going to FHN.org. The preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.